We're not sure if the subject of this next story has a good health care plan, but he could use one. Braving crocodiles, parasites, and exhaustion, long-distance swimmer Martin Strell completed his swim down the Amazon River. He's 52 years old, a native of Slovenia, and he began in the headwaters of Peru on February 1st. He ended yesterday in the Brazilian city of Belém, at the mouth of the Amazon. From Rio de Janeiro now, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the swim that's poised to enter the Guinness Book of World Records.
It was an epic of endurance. Martin Strell and his bear-like physique conquered the Amazon, covering an average of 50 miles or 30,000 strokes a day for 66 days straight. An escort boat nearby, where navigators hunched over depth charts, served as his eyes and ears in the tea-colored waters of the world's most voluminous river. The Slovenian swimmer says he was lucky to have escaped encounters with piranha, anaconda, and the dreaded toothpick fish that swims into body cavities to suck blood. But he was not spared the storms of the Amazon, and he powered through water that churned like whirlpools. Residents along the length of the 3,274-mile swim down the Amazon celebrated Strell. Local chieftains joined dancing beauties on the docks of river towns to greet the wetsuit-clad swimmer, affectionately known here as Fishman. But navigator Matthew Malky says one landing was distinctly unwelcoming. Malky says the team had fashioned a mask out of a pillowcase for Martin to shield his badly sunburned face while swimming. He donned a sombrero to protect his head.
And the moment Martin pulls up in his pillowcase, mask, and sombrero, everyone on shore scatters. Men, women, and children running all over the place frantically. A group of men came, and they were going to defend the village. And apparently there was a long-lost legend that sometime in the future, a white demon would come from the mountains as a sign of the apocalypse. And they took Martin's arrival into the village, literally.
With a 22-member crew battling illness, Martin himself contracted a larvae infection. Matthew Malky says seven machine gun-toting men protected the boat from pirates.
It's not just a fairy tale. There's pirates out here, and what they do is they wait until you get into the narrows. Maybe seven or eight canoes will come along, storm you with guns, and take over.
Cramps, high blood pressure, and chronic insomnia plagued the 52-year-old swimmer, pain he knew from swimming the Danube, the Mississippi, and the Yangtze rivers. But his son, Barut, said the tidal bores near the mouth of the Amazon made this swim different, creating competing currents so strong that Martin was moving backwards.
And that makes him crazy in his head because he's not able to continue during the day. And swimming in the Amazon at night is crazy, crazy dangerous.
But at night, the tides were with him, and Barut says his father, obsessed with finishing, plunged into the black waters.
He's been taking the risk for the last 10 years swimming these crazy rivers, but he's still alive. I seem to say that nature and rivers accepted him, and he became part of the nature.
Martin Strell was pulled from the water yesterday and bundled into an ambulance where medics were on hand to check what his team says were signs of serious physical stress. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.